My father is a poet called Fergus Russell. His first poem was published in The New Yorker when he was 19. It was about a bird, the dying variety. After it came out, someone called him a male Sylvia Plath. He got a notable advance on his first anthology. My mother, who was his girlfriend then, is purported to have said, "Do we need a male Sylvia Plath?" She denies it, but it's in the family script. No one gets to revise it after it is written. It was also the last poem my father ever published. He says she hexed him. She denies that too. The anthology remains forthcoming. I don't know what happened to the money. My mother is the sculptor, Celia Barry. She makes birds, the menacing, oversized variety, out of repurposed materials. Rake heads, appliance motors, things from the house. Once, at one of her shows, Patrick said, "I honestly think your mother has never met extant physical matter she couldn't repurpose." He was not being unkind. Very little in my parents' home functions according to its original remit. Growing up, whenever my sister and I overheard her say to someone, "I am a sculptor," Ingrid would mouth the line from that Elton John song. I would start laughing and she would keep going with her eyes closed and her fists pressed against her chest until I had to leave the room. It has never stopped being funny. Sometimes Ingrid gets one of her children to ring and talk to me on the phone because, she says, she wants them to have a very close relationship with me. And also, it gets them off her balls for literally 5 seconds. Once, her eldest son called and told me there was a fat lady at the post office and his favourite cheese is the one that comes in a bag and is sort of whitish. Ingrid texted me later and said, "He means cheddar." I do not know when he will stop calling me Martha. I hope